The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I was working abroad in Zanzibar doing a social outreach program with the local governments. It was great to live on a tropical island. I really loved it there, even though I was so far away from my home. I always told my family that they had to come visit me. I grew up in Nebraska, and no one else in my family had any interest in traveling. Just me. I'm really the black sheep of the family. As soon as I graduated from college, I was out of the country, working all over the world. Mostly in East Africa.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
But as soon as I settled into my new house in Zanzibar, I knew that this would be the one place that I could convince my family to come visit. Last summer, my brothers and my mom finally agreed to come stay with me. My dad had to work, sadly, but he probably wasn't going to come anyway. Honestly, I was surprised that my mom agreed. She'd barely been outside of the States, and she was a very timid, shy woman. I wanted her to visit me and have a good time, but I was worried about her too. There were some dangerous parts to the island, and I didn't know she could handle herself. After they flew in, I picked them up and we took an Uber back from the airport to my house in Stonetown. I took them around to the markets, and I really think they were having a good time. On our first full day there, my brothers were too hungover from the night before to do anything, so I took my mom to one of the nicer beaches on the north of the island while my brother slept in my house. Mom and I didn't have any plans except for hanging out on the beach, swimming, and drinking some pina coladas. We laid out on the beach for a bit, watching the waves. There was a coconut man nearby. He had a big machete and he kept chopping into coconuts and selling them with straws. There were a few other tourists on the beach, and there were also some beach boys. If you don't know, beach boys are the local guys who walk around popular beaches, showing off their extremely chiseled physiques and flirting with older female tourists in an effort to land a sugar mama. They were so obvious about it too. These beach boys would start exercising or doing beach yoga directly in front of the tourists and smile at them periodically, waiting to be invited over. And that's exactly what happened to my mom. I had just gotten into the water to swim for a bit, and when I came back out, I saw one of those guys flexing and working out. I saw my mom smile at him and call him over, and I saw them talk to each other. The man put his hand on her shoulder and probably gave her a compliment about her giant sun hat or something. I knew I had to get over there and stop it, because beach boys like this guy would not take no for an answer. They'd always wait for you to initiate a conversation. But once that happened, they were on you like mosquitoes. I stepped between them. "Hi," I told the beach boy. "I'm Dave." The man just glared at me. He knew that I was getting in the way of his plan. "This is Malik," she said. "We were just talking. Why don't you go get us some mango juice?" The juice stand was on the other side of the beach. Obviously, she wanted me to leave. I'm really bad about arguing with my mother, so I walked off. I hoped that she had some sense when she was with Malik. She was a married woman, after all. By the time I got back, I saw Malik giving my mom a back rub. Not cool. I charged over there and asked him to please stop. "Don't ruin my fun," Mom said. "He's really good." I looked directly at Malik. "How much do I need to pay you before you leave?" I asked him in Swahili. "Let us alone," he told me, also in Swahili. Mom didn't know what we were saying, but she could probably hear the tension in our words. "It's okay," she told me. "He's just being friendly." As she said that, I noticed Malik glance at my mom's purse. I told her back at the house not to bring too much money with her, but I had the feeling that she didn't listen. She probably had a ton of cash on her. "Mom, I think it's time to go," I said. "I'm getting sunburned." "Oh no," she said, and she jumped to her feet. I knew that would work. Since we were kids, my mom was always paranoid about us getting sunburned. She thanked Malik and then reached for her purse, but he grabbed her wrist before she could pick it up. "You're forgetting my payment," he said darkly. "You said you wanted to rub my shoulders," she said. "You didn't say anything about payment." "20,000, he said. Mom shook his hand away and took her purse, but Malik didn't back down. He stood in her way, puffing out his chest and looking as threatening as he could. "It's too late, Mom," I said. "I tried to warn you. Just pay him and we'll leave." She looked at me like I was a total idiot. "No!" she screamed and tried to walk away. Malik let her go. I thought that was the end of it. But then he ran over to the coconut man and grabbed his machete. Then he raced after us. I'd never been more scared in my life. Not for my own safety, but for my mom's. Malik's eyes showed pure hate. Who knew what he was capable of? "If you don't pay me," he said. He waved the machete through the air.
"Just pay him,"
I shouted at my mom.
"Okay, okay,"
she said. She started digging through her purse. Malik waited for the money. He still held the machete really close to my mom's face. But instead of pulling out her cash, Mom pulled out a tiny bottle of pepper spray. I'd never seen her move so fast. She blasted him right in the face. Malik dropped the machete. I thought Mom was going to turn around and run away, but she didn't. She picked up the machete, grabbed Malik by the shoulders, and held the blade up to his neck. "Tell me you don't want any money," she demanded.
I don't.
"Tell me it was an honor to rub my shoulders." He didn't say anything, so she pushed the machete against his skin.
"Mom, stop,"
I said. But she didn't. It was an honor, Malik muttered. Mom thanked him, and then casually handed the machete back to the coconut man, who was standing there in shock. Then Mom walked back toward me, said we were going to stop at the nearest store and pick up some aloe vera for my skin, and walked away. I followed her in total disbelief. When we got back to my house, my brothers asked me if we had fun at the beach. I told them what Mom did, but they didn't believe me. For the rest of the trip, I wasn't worried about my mom at all. I knew she could handle herself.
My best friend Catherine got married last summer. She decided to have a destination wedding in Cabo. I was excited to go because it was my first time out of the country. But I had some mixed feelings about the whole thing. I'd only met her fiancé, Andrew, once, and I did not have a good feeling about him. Catherine was always so cool. She was the life of the party wherever she went. But Andrew seemed so serious. Catherine told me that he was really religious, and he didn't like to go out and socialize. I worried that she would change her whole personality to make him happy, and I didn't want that to happen. She promised me that he was a good man. She begged me to give him a chance. But after that first meeting, I never even got to see him. Whenever we planned to get together, Catherine would always cancel at the last minute. I barely saw her for months until I got that wedding invitation in the mail. I was upset that she planned the whole thing without me. Ever since we were girls, we always planned on being maids of honor in each other's weddings. But I guess she decided that she wasn't even going to have bridesmaids or a bachelorette party. She said she wanted to keep it small. The weirdest thing was that none of our other friends were invited. She said that I was the only non-relative going. Honestly, the whole thing felt weird, but of course I congratulated her and told her I'd be there. When I got down to Cabo, I checked into the beach resort that Catherine picked out. The place was so nice. It was right on the beach and really secluded from all the touristy places in the city. Catherine chose an amazing hotel, but I was kind of sad that none of our other friends were there to enjoy it. After I checked in, I called Catherine to say that I'd arrived. She told me to meet her and Andrew at the pool. When I got there, she was sitting on a lounge chair with Andrew and another guy who looked a lot like Andrew. She said his name was David, and he was Andrew's twin. He was pretty handsome, but he also had the same serious expression as his brother. They both were dressed in loose, white clothes. And I realized that Catherine was trying to play matchmaker between me and David. I tried to be nice, but I really wasn't interested. After a while, Andrew told Catherine that they needed to get back to their room. They left me and David alone. Like I thought, it was a total setup. I can't tell you how mad I was. This was a wedding. It was supposed to be all about Catherine. I did not want to be set up with her creepy fiancé's creepy brother, no matter how good-looking he was. I tried to be as polite as I could, though. I asked him questions about his family and his job, but he kept bringing the subject back to his weird church. Honestly, it sounded more like a cult than a church. I told him I'd rather not talk about religion. And then he got quiet and mumbled something about hell under his breath. He said, I'm pretty sure he said, "This is your last chance." By that point, I'd had enough. I told him it was nice to meet him, and I stormed off. I knew that this wedding was going to be a disaster, but that wouldn't stop me from at least enjoying the scenery. I started walking along the beach, and I noticed something weird. All the other people on the beach were wearing the same loose white clothes as Andrew and David. My jean shorts and red shirt really stood out. And all of those people were staring at me. None of them smiled. Still, I ignored the creepiness and walked along the water. I really tried to enjoy the view, but those people just would not stop staring. Eventually, I had enough and went to my hotel room. That night, Catherine knocked on my door. We talked for a while, but she kept asking me what I thought about David. She even joked about changing plans and having a double wedding tomorrow. I told her I wasn't interested. She got this offended look on her face and said, "You don't have a lot of time, you know." "Are you saying that I'm getting too old to find a husband?" I asked. This turned into an argument. The first real argument I had with Catherine since we were kids. It was awful. I had no idea why she wanted to push me and David together. And she eventually apologized and left, but I was so angry that I couldn't sleep the whole night. The next morning, I woke up and got ready for the ceremony. I should have been excited, but I really wasn't. I just wanted this to be over with. They had folding chairs on the sand, plus a little cabana thing where they would say their vows or whatever. They also had tables set up with bowls of punch. I saw that all the guests were still wearing white, except me.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
They lined up at the punch bowl, and Andrew served them each drinks. I got in line because there was no way I'd sit through this ceremony sober. When it was my turn for Andrew to pour me a drink, he stopped. "I heard you're not interested in my brother," he said. "Nope," I told him. "Sorry." "And you're not interested in joining our church?" "Nope," I said again. He sighed, and then poured me a drink from a separate punch bowl from everyone else. "This one's just for you, then." I took the plastic cup, a little creeped out that he'd poured me something that was different from everyone else. I guess he could see the look on my face because he explained, "Our church doesn't drink alcohol, but I assume you do, so here you go." I started to drink, but he told me that I had to wait until after the vows. He seemed pretty serious about it, too. Whatever. I sat in the front row and waited for the ceremony to start. Music began to play, and Catherine stepped out of the hotel, wearing a white dress that really didn't stand out next to all the other white clothes. She and Andrew walked down the aisle together, and as she passed me, she looked at the drink in my hand. Something seemed off. Her smile faded. But she kept going. Together, her and Andrew stood in front of the preacher guy, said their vows, and kissed. Then, all at once, everyone raised their glasses to drink from their cups. David, who was sitting behind me, tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Cheers." He smiled coldly at me. That's when I noticed that everyone was glancing at me, waiting to see if I'd drink. Something really strange was happening. I got a real cult vibe from this whole thing, and all I could think was that they'd put something in my drink. I pretended to sip from the cup, but I didn't let any of that punch into my mouth. "I'm so sorry," she said. "You should have accepted David. You should have joined us." Yep, this was definitely a cult, and they definitely tried to poison me because I wasn't one of them. And the worst part was, Catherine was in on it. My best friend since elementary school had tried to poison me. I was surrounded by them now, and they were all waiting for me to pass out or choke or something. I needed to get out of there, but I knew they'd stop me. So I dropped the punch and started stumbling around as if the poison was working. Everyone started to laugh and clap. I stumbled past the crowd. And when I reached the sidewalk, I broke out into a full-on run and raced out of there. They realized I hadn't been poisoned after all, but it was too late. In seconds, I was gone. I ended up going straight to the police station, but when the officers arrived at the resort, Catherine and her entire party had already checked out. Honestly, I don't know why my best friend would agree to join a group like that, and I hope that she'll eventually come to her senses. But in the meantime, I have to be very careful in case they try to come after me again.
Last summer, I went to stay with my aunt and uncle in Colorado. They lived in this beautiful cabin up in the mountains. Growing up, I was always close to my Aunt Joyce. I always saw her as the fun aunt, the one who let me watch scary movies, even though my mom told her not to. When I was growing up, I saw Aunt Joyce a lot, but then she married her second husband Michael and moved away to Colorado. After that, I only saw her a couple of times, and things just weren't the same. Michael was super religious, and it felt like some of his beliefs were brushing off on her. She stopped being fun. I came out to the family 2 years ago, and Joyce was the only relative who didn't say anything. Everyone else showed their support, but Joyce just ignored my texts. I worried that her and Michael would cut me out of their lives since I was gay. But then, last summer, she called me out of nowhere and asked if I wanted to come up and stay with them for a few weeks. When I got there, Aunt Joyce gave me a big hug and said she loved me. It felt like she was back to being her old self. Uncle Michael shook my hand and gave me a tour of the house. He seemed stern, as always, but he was also pretty welcoming. Right away, I knew that this was going to be a good trip. I'd finally reconnect with my fun aunt. We stayed in the cabin for a couple of days, catching up and playing board games. Aunt Joyce asked me about my life, and I told her all about school. I even mentioned my boyfriend Miguel. She said she was happy for me, and she even asked to see his photos. I was so happy that she approved. On the third day, though, something terrible happened. Uncle Michael was outside on the porch. I didn't know what he was doing, but he tripped and fell over the railing. I was the first one to see him, and I almost threw up. His leg was twisted at an awful angle, and there was blood everywhere. I ran inside to get Aunt Joyce. She raced to him while I stayed behind. I could hear her scream, and then Uncle Michael started saying these awful things. I knew we shouldn't have invited him. God is punishing us. Stuff like that. Aunt Joyce helped me get him into the car, and they drove to the hospital. They didn't even say goodbye. So that's how I ended up being home alone at my aunt's house. I didn't have a car to go anywhere, and when I tried to call Joyce on my cell, she didn't answer. I didn't know what to do. I figured they'd call me to fill me in, but I didn't hear from them all day. By nighttime, I was still there, alone. I waited. The cabin had seemed so welcoming and comfortable before, but by myself, I started to notice all the weird decorations on the walls. They had crosses and framed Bible passages, which weren't too strange. But they also had these really bloody figurines of Jesus and some other saints that had been blinded and stuck with spears and stuff. And when I took the time to read the Bible passages on the wall, they were all about hell and damnation. At 11, I finally got a call from Aunt Joyce. Her voice sounded shaky and she said, "We made a grave mistake. Please stay there. Don't leave. Our friends will come soon." Before I could reply, she hung up. I had no idea what she meant. Clearly, she was worried about her husband, but she really sounded unhinged. By midnight, I heard a car park right outside. I went to the window and realized that it wasn't just one car, it was five. At least a dozen people came out, all wearing suits and dresses, church clothes. These were the friends that Joyce had mentioned. They all walked to the front door, and their faces were really serious. I knew that Aunt Joyce would have wanted me to go outside and let them in, but I got a really weird feeling about this. They did not look friendly at all. They looked like they were on a mission. That's when I realized that Joyce and her husband had gone against their church's beliefs when they invited me into their house. And they believed my presence here was the reason that Michael got hurt. I wasn't even close to him when he fell. I guess they just saw it as a sign from God. I had no idea what their church friends were planning to do to me, but it couldn't be good. I ran to the front of the house and made sure the door was locked, and then I looked around for a place to hide. I ended up finding a small closet under the stairs. The door was only about 4 feet tall, but the space was big enough for me to fit inside. I crawled into the tiny closet and closed the door. I waited as quietly as I could as Aunt Joyce's church friends unlocked the front door and came inside. I could hear them whispering to each other. I could hear their plodding footsteps. "It's all right, son," one of the men called out. "Come out. We aren't here to hurt you. We just want to help." I could tell by his voice that I couldn't trust him. I waited for the longest time as the people searched through the entire cabin. I could hear them open doors and toss things around. One woman said, "He might have run into the woods." And then another woman said, "No, he's still here." I covered my mouth so they wouldn't hear me, but it was hard to keep quiet. My heart was pounding and I could barely breathe. And then, someone grabbed the door and pulled it open. It was an older, bald man. He looked down at me and smiled coldly. "Everyone, I found him. Come here." He reached down to grab me, but I pushed my way past him and ran into the living room. A few more of his church friends tried to grab me, but I shoved them off and ran out the front door. I saw all their cars parked in front of the house. I hoped that one of them still had the keys inside. I tried the first car, but it was locked. The second one was too. Then the third. I knew that it was hopeless. I couldn't use any of these cars, and I couldn't just run into the woods. We were miles away from any other houses, and I had no idea what direction to go. I was trapped here. But just in case, I tried one more car, and I gasped. The door wasn't locked, and the driver had left the key sitting on the passenger seat. By then, all the church members were racing toward me. I didn't have any time to wait. I jumped into the car and stuck the key in the ignition. In seconds, I was backing down the driveway. Several people were pounding on the windows. The bald man who had found me first in my hiding place screamed, "Where are you going? We were just going to take you to the hospital." But I didn't believe that for a second. I kept driving. Soon, I'd pulled onto the main road and was speeding back toward the city. I ended up driving to the police station where I told an officer what had happened. He acted sympathetic, and he told me that I wasn't hurt and no crime had been committed except for the vehicle I stole. I couldn't believe it. He was siding with my aunt's crazy church friends. That's when I noticed that he had a Bible sitting on his desk. He said he'd call my aunt, but if the car's owner decided to press charges, he'd arrest me. A few minutes later, Aunt Joyce rushed into the station. Her expression was blank, but she wouldn't look me in the eyes. I asked her if she'd sent her friends to hurt me, and she said no. They were just trying to help. And how were they going to help? I asked. She didn't have an answer to that. "Look," I told her, "there's a train station a few blocks away. If you just let me go, I promise to never visit you again." "Okay," she said. And that's it. I left. I never found out how bad Uncle Michael's injuries were. I never found out what Joyce's friends were planning to do to me.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
After that day, no one in my family ever heard from her or her husband again.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia, who's making progress with meds. And Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.